Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, this is another episode of the Government Coins Podcast. This is season five, episode what? I think this is episode five. Season five, episode five. So this is insane. And remember, I said last year we were going to expand and get out into different cities. So this episode is focusing on the city of Rochester, New York. And we are joined today by two amazing women that work within the city, Ms. Shamika and Mary. I would definitely love for you both to tell us a little bit more about yourselves.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Shamika Davis. I am the MWBE analyst for the city of Rochester. I'm soon to be transitioning to MWBE officer, and I collect and provide the MWBE statistics for reporting for the city of Rochester. I also assist business owners with learning how to do business with the city of Rochester. I also help with the MWBE certification process. I also help update the City of Rochester's MWBE directory. And I actually provide a lot of community engagement involved in government contracting and procurement on behalf of MWBE.
Very nice. And that's a huge opportunity right there. I'm gonna tap into that later in the interview. But Mary, could you tell us a little bit about yourself as well?
Yes, thank you for having me. My name is Mary Kerr. I actually have been with the City of Rochester for 28 years. I am new in the position in compliance. I am a compliance analyst, and I wear kind of three hats. I do prevailing wage inspections for public work jobs for primes and subs that have been rewarded through BidNet, which I'm sure Shamika will tap on at some point. And I actually work, I put just, I'm launching a new workforce development team where I collaborate with several local and Buffalo training and apprenticeship programs. The role that I actually play is placing additional staffing for those primes or those subs that are awarded these projects to make sure that they have enough manpower to bid on these jobs. So I do a lot of recruiting from colleges, churches, high schools, you name it, I'm there. And I just get a vetted list and I provide that to the contractors for additional staffing on projects as requested.
Now this is different, and that's a real treat, being able to have someone who assists with building out the team aspect of it. That is huge. So I'm excited to get a little bit more into that, Mary. And then also, would you mind telling me a little bit about, I guess, your start within the city? Because you said this is your first time in this role, but you've been with the city. Can you tell us a little bit about that transition as well?
Yes, I came on as a clerk, which I was the first face that you saw in technical development, which worked with a lot of rehabilitation programs for residential construction. And then I, in that role, I was promoted as a lead abatement intake professional, where I took in applications from different residential homeowners that were in need of removing lead out of their homes. So I worked a lot with contractors and placing them in different programs. And at that time, there was free lead abatement certifications. So that was one of my roles. I ended up being promoted again, and I worked in real estate where I did a lot of auctioning of foreclosed properties that the city obtained back through people not paying their taxes. Then from there, I went to the permit office where I was back kind of in construction and working with contractors to make sure that they were providing the required documents to pull a permit for any type of construction be it residential, commercial, new builds, etc. Then from there, I went to zoning and worked on the Rochester Environmental Committee, where did a lot of testing of soil and making sure that a lot of the vacant land did not have any hidden minerals or harmful bacteria that would eventually seep into our water lines, or someone would build over it and end up with some type of, you know, cancer or disease that you really couldn't explain. So, and then from there, I made it over here.
Nice. That's a really nice journey. And just to see the consistency as well. And Shamika, you also have a journey as well. So because this is a new position for you, or is a new role, you're taking on a new role. Would you mind telling us a little bit about your journey in the city as well?
Sure. All righty. So when I started with the city, I started in permitting and zoning. Again, with my colleague, Mary, and we always work with community stakeholders, developers, property owners, lawyers, and we issue construction permits, building permits, plumbing, electrical, CFOs, and business customers were always a passionate for me, personally, because I was a business owner for 10 years prior as well. And so I understand the nature of importance with doing business with the government and how it could be a little overwhelming at some time. So whenever business owners came in, I always like to provide a friendly face, but also let them know it's not a no, but how to. So giving them that education on how to get through or navigate whatever processes they needed to. And as I grew with the city, I moved into the Office of Community Wealth Building, and I was the Business Development and Asset Coordinator. I assisted business owners with their business development plans, marketing plans, website development, strategic planning. I also worked on a couple of initiatives and programming with, again, community stakeholders, and our entrepreneur support organizations across the city of Rochester. One of the things that I stress always for minority and women business owners, a part of the revenue streams when we're doing business development for their business plan, I always emphasize the ability to obtain your MWBE certification and utilizing it in all of its facets and resources as an additional revenue stream to your business. It's great for marketing. There's funding opportunities, there's webinars and trainings, and then there's the contracting portion. So when this opportunity became available, I thought, yes, let's get in there and, you know, make sure this is another comfortable setting for business owners to take advantage of the resources.
So that's a natural fit and also a natural segment into my next question about the MWBE program. Can you tell us a little bit about the program within the city and how to get certified?
Sure, absolutely. So the city of Rochester has a four-pronged approach to procurement for minority and women business owners. And so we like to utilize the MWBE in our public works construction, public works professional consultants, other professional consultants, and commodity goods and services. We follow Article 15A, which is New York State's legislation for MWBE, and I create the City of Rochester's MWBE directory based on a drawdown from New York State's directory for our nine counties and the Finger Lake region. Also, assisting business owners who are on the cusp of becoming certified, there is a checklist of documents that I provide to business owners so that they can gather the documents. We'll go over it together before gathering And then once they gather the documents, we'll review them together. Next step will be to work with Monroe County Apex Accelerators, where they have procurement specialists that help with the certification application on New York State's website. We don't encourage folks to go at it alone because the questions could be tricky and we do not want their application to be held up. So the procurement specialists, they are trained and they have the skills and knowledge to answer the questions so that your application can go through the approval process in a seamless manner.
Okay, and for everyone's list who's listening in on the YouTube channel, I just dropped the link in the chat for you to be able to go to the website and check out the MWBE program. Now on here, like she said, there's a link with more information, but did you also hear her say that they provide assistance when it comes down to going through this certification process? Like that is a big deal. A lot of times you usually see agency just put the information out and go at it and do what you can. But as you can see, they are very hands-on with helping you get through this process and also enlisting support from other organizations. So that's definitely huge. And then you mentioned training. So can you tell us a little bit about the trainings and the events that the city hosts for MWBEs?
So, regarding training, there's a number of ways that we do this. We collaborate with Monroe County and certain training opportunities. We will create in-house Zooms or events to assist business owners and again, collaborate with community entrepreneurs, support organizations like the Urban League or RITQ, which is Center for Urban Entrepreneurship. What I really like is to share the trainings and workshops that come from New York State Empire State Development, the Division of Minority and Women Business Development. They send weekly and monthly incredible trainings and webinars for business owners to attend. And so I like to share that with my distribution list so that business owners can take advantage of those and also sign up for their newsletters so that they can be aware as well. And so a lot of the things that we're doing also with the city is kind of tailored to the climate. So right now there's an influx of contracting opportunities. And so we've held information sessions so that we can provide this information to the public and then also provide them with assessment or survey forms so that we can understand where the business is right now and what are the components that they may need or resources to become qualified to compete on the projects? So we're really trying to put an extra effort in to helping business owners become more qualified to compete on the contract.
That's nice. And you mentioned a distribution list. How can a small business get on that distribution list?
They can contact me directly if you can provide my email, and I will put my best effort forward to add them to my distribution list so that as information comes out, I can share that with them.
Perfect. So I'm dropping that in the chat right now. If you want to get on that distribution list, remember, we always talk about staying up to date on what's going on, different opportunities. So definitely reach out to Shamika as well. Now, Mary, this is a question for you because on the space in terms of the work that you are currently doing, and I also have a question in the chat as well. But in the space that you are providing support with, how can a small business gain support from the work that you're doing in the economic development and workforce development space?
It's kind of the same type of process. Depending on the project, depending on the need, and depending on the certification required, I would help them with their staffing portion and vet those applicants. And if those applicants are missing certifications, say for OSHA or for lead abatement, I would vet them through a training facility that provides that particular training. And upon completion, those employees will be placed with that small business. We also have an incentive program for nine particular zip codes. And there is a 20% incentive for payroll that I find that the smaller businesses can take advantage of. However, there are some requirements that go with that. And again, it's kind of very in-depth, but the basic requirements are the work that's being done in the nine zip code areas, 14608, 921, 11, and once they have employed those workers, and those workers are certified to do the work, if it's masonry, roofing, any of the 17, 19 skilled trades, as long as they are in those zip codes, and there is a 10%, I want to say, completion rate, there is a payroll incentive program. But that program is very filled, it's full of information. That would be a lot to share. However, again, if anyone would be interested, if you put my name in contact information, mary.kerr@cityofrochester.gov, I would be more than happy to get you the information and the application to certify your company and or your workers.
All right, so I just dropped it in the chat as well. mary.kerr@cityofrochester.com.gov.
Yes, and my last name is spelled Kerr. Okay, you can see it. Yeah. A lot of people spell it with a C, so.
Okay, so I just dropped that in the chat. And I also have another question for you, Mary. Based on those zip codes, so let's say a business is outside of those zip codes, can they still do business with the city or take advantage of some of these programs that you offer? And then also, what if a business is outside of the state entirely? Are there any opportunities for recruiting new businesses into the area? Do you have any of those programs available right now? Or
Not particularly that I am aware of for out of state. We are recruiting for the Finger Lakes region, preferably Rochester. However, we are in the process of working with first startup contractors that are interested in doing business in the city. Therefore, they are looking for offices in the city, which we're also assisting with helping them find commercial space that they could potentially rent. So with that portion, I'm not sure about out of state, but Shamika could probably touch on that a little bit more because that would fall under her arena as well. But as far as I'm concerned, yes, you can work outside of those particular zip codes. However, this incentive program in particular, it only applies to those zip code areas.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That makes sense. And now, Shamika, I know the other part of that question is something more where you would be is can some businesses outside of Rochester do business with the city of Rochester?
Yes. So businesses outside the city of Rochester can take advantage of contract opportunities in relation to it being other professional services. So any sort of consulting, whether it's related to, let's say, legal or accounting or auditing or a lot of the mental health wellness and wellness initiatives. I'm just thinking of all of the RFPs that I do see come across. We encourage businesses to participate in New York State, but sometimes, there's no one locally available to provide those services. And so I do find where we have a niche where there are folks from outside the state that for consulting purposes, for the physical construction, they would need to have a local presence. And so that's what Mary is explaining, is that we try to assist with shared workspace or office space available and understanding the unions and the training programs and facilities, apprenticeship, so that you can build your local workforce if you wanted to. We find that businesses have offices in different regions from Syracuse to Buffalo and Rochester. So there's a yes to both sides, it's just how to go about it.
Then I have another question in the chat as well. Someone's asking, can you do business with the city as a sole proprietor? And yeah, just that question.
Yes.
Got it. And then another part of it. So you mentioned a few of the different things that the city buys. Is there any way to tell us the number of or the different procurement thresholds? So for P card purchases or anything before it has to go out for a public bid, would you be able to share that stuff with us as well?
I wouldn't necessarily be able to provide you with numbers. I can let you know that we do it all. If there's anyone have questions in the chat specifically in that regards, you can let me know like some examples, but pretty much everything from pens, t-shirts, tires, dogs and animal supplies to your regular office and uniform and things of that nature. But you would be surprised if when you may get to ask me a question about where people would find this information. But if, when we talk about BidNet, when they check that out every day, it's a lot of different things that's on there.
So let's definitely hop into that then. Where can I find these opportunities?
So the city of Rochester has two pages. Mainly, actually, it's our contract and RFP page. On this web page, if you scroll down, there's a actual list of all of the RFPs that come out from the different departments. They're posted there. And those are for like professional services, whether they're public works professional services, architect and engineering, land surveying, te water testing, drug and alcohol, all of our neighborhood and business development, HR, law, a lot of the housing, just all of our main RFPs go there. On BidNet Direct is where we would have our public works construction projects. So there's a main page called Contracts, and it explains the contracting process. And in those paragraphs, it mentions BidNet Direct, where you can link out, but we can actually put a direct link to BidNet Direct on this podcast. But yeah, so there you can create a free account. There's an option to pay. They will try to upsell you, but for free, you can create a username and a password and your business profile so that you can access not only contracts with the city of Rochester, but there's other participating agencies throughout New York State and in our area. So it could be the town of Greece, it could be Monroe County. You just have to look at this list and it's in alphabetical order after you get registered. But this is where we place our public works constructions as well as our commodity goods and services. And I usually provide one-on-one assistance with getting set up and how to navigate BidNet Direct.
That's another one you don't hear, helping you get set up and navigating these platforms because there are so many of them. But definitely a huge avenue. Now, in terms of the process of responding to these opportunities, so they're advertised in BidNet. How does a business respond to these opportunities? Is it through the platform as well, or do we write a proposal and mail it in? What is that process?
It actually depends on the type of contract because there are different laws around commodities, goods, and services and public works construction. So, in our general municipal law and procurement policy, so some of them you can submit bids online right through BidNet, and some of them they have to be a physical sealed bid where you mail it in or drop it off. But on the listing, it will always say if it's electronic, physical, or both.
And then for opportunities that aren't, are there any opportunities below like those $5,000 thresholds? How do we advertise our business to departments within the city? So let's say, for example, I provide event planning services and your department is getting ready to host a Christmas event, right? And they wanted to work with a small business, and it's really a small thing, like even a catering company for, a few people. How can I tap into advertise my business and my services to those departments for those small dollar contracting opportunities, or those small dollar like micro purchases or P-Corp purchases?
So there's a few ways. The first I recommend as a practice is that the business owner provide their capability statement, their one-page business profile to the procurement office. Usually there are buyers that would receive this information because they may have to create solicitation lists or provide a three-quote option for when departments request these needs. You can also, for the city of Rochester, send it to me as well because I work with the buyers. My office is housed in purchasing. And so I'm neighbor offices to the purchasers, the buyers. And so I would share your capability statement with them so that when we receive these requests, we can notify the
Departments, like how many departments?
Mary, do you know? I know that we have a information page, don't quote me on this, but there is where we're trying for transparency purposes to have like this information out there. But
Got
off the top of my head, I do not know how
it.
many offices. The main bureaus, is your library, RPD, RFD, neighborhood business development, law, treasury, which is under finance, and Department of Recreation and Human Services, but there are smaller ones in there, like our public market and our veterinary services, which is under Department of Recreation and Human Services. So the website show has a department page listing where you can click through all the departments.
Okay, that's perfect because I'm going to drop that in the chat as well. And then also, Mary, is there anything you would like to add and share with us for the business community and ways that they can leverage your expertise and your support in the work that you do with the city as well?
The only thing that I would add that I don't think I actually mentioned is another way to market your business is to come to some of our work fair, our employment fairs, because then what happens, you have people, you may not be there looking for employees, but tabling at these events will get your name and your brochures in the hands of others. And this summer was the first time I really realized that, hey, they're not even looking for employees at a job fair. They are actually marketing their business. So I found that to be very, very useful for especially the area that you just mentioned, because again, like she was just saying about DRIES, Department of Recreation and Human Services, they do a lot of special events. So with that being said, if they have to submit three quotes, and even if it's just for an internal or a department Christmas party or retirement party, and they don't really want to spend a whole lot or do a whole lot. I just find that sometimes menus can become a little bit more flexible, and I think it becomes a little bit more marketable because if you're good, people are going to tell other people. So I that would be all that I would add in addition. But as far as my services, I'm willing to do whatever needs to be done, even if it's not skill trade. If you are looking for any type of assistance that I have any knowledge of, because I've worked in real estate, because I know the permitting process, because I know, different people in different departments that I can point you to. I just feel like that's always just because it's not a skill trade, I shouldn't call. You can call, you can reach out because, like you said, we are really trying to reestablish the customer service and the trust between government and the public.
And that's such a necessary side of the fence to really be on, like establishing that trust and really being able to provide that hands-on support. So definitely commend you both for that. So thank you. My last question is, we don't have any more questions in the chat. So if you have one, go ahead and drop it before I get to my last question. But my last question is, do you have any parting wisdom or information that you would like to share with the small businesses on the call?
I recommend business owners to advocate for their business. Don't be afraid to come to government and ask questions. It's not always a no, it's just a how-to. So if you start to hear that you don't qualify or no, just ask, well, how do I? And for the city of Rochester in particular, if you do have any questions, I highly do recommend that you contact our office. In fact, for those smaller businesses, although they might be below a dollar amount or threshold, I would still say reach out to me because we have a participation goal for MWBE spend. And so we spend a lot of dollars in other professional services where the businesses aren't certified. And so I would love to help get caterers, event planners certified because I do get those emails from the department saying, hey, we're putting on this event or this, committee needs these services. Do you know of any MWBE firms? And so I'm always, when I attend these events and I'm like, great service, good food. Are you certified? Call me. Let's get you certified. And then we have assistance in the mayor's Office of Financial Empowerment for startup businesses and funding resources and things of that nature. So we really, like Mary said, want to reestablish that trust and good customer service and letting the public know that we're here if they're interested in doing business.
I think that's great that you've said it twice and I have to put it in the chat this time. It's not always a no, it's a how to. And that's back to that, the roots of, entrepreneurship and being a problem solver. And even when you are in, the space where, like you said, you feel like the wall is up, try to figure it out. So I love that. I thought it was such a great add point. So thank you, touch point. So thank you so much for that. Listen, y'all, it's been such a great episode. I feel like we've gotten a lot of information out in a small amount of time. So again, they both have dropped their information in terms of how to reach out and just ask questions, get information. So that way you can better your knowledge in how to navigate and doing business with the city of Rochester, but also have advocates in the city that are looking or that are going to also advocate on your behalf. But you got to start advocating for yourself first. But in the midst of that, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to our podcast. Be sure to share this episode. And in the meantime, I'll see you later. Right now, all I see people saying this is helpful. This is dope. Yes, thank you. Thank you. So thank you both. We appreciate it. Until then, I'll see you all in the next episode.